nations more rights than you, and they don't want you to know a thing. Yeah, it's a master plan, bringing poverty and greed with an iron hand, so some rich folks can keep profiting. Laws or the right to organize are just viewed as barriers to trade. Companies can sue and say a country's laws get in the way of their plans to profit and grow. Yeah, they can change the law, especially if the country's poor and small, for the benefit of some rich CEO. Down in Florida's southern tip in Miami, November 2003. But we organized for this, unions, farmers, anarchists, migrant workers, anyone who could see. We came to this town with a plan to shut their meetings down, to disrupt, sing and spread our messages. Built a fence around the hotel where they were tearing our people down, and brought the riot cops and weapons in. The empire was displayed to benefit the FTAA. Finally, Thursday morning came. We all met at 7 a.m. Maybe 1,000 people came to risk arrest and place the blame, while the police were prepared to meet us with violence. We marched straight up to their temporary perimeter in hopes that we would rip that fence apart. Yeah, it was a sight to see, the people against the weaponry staring capitalism's heart. We came from near and far to say, we reject the FTAA. As we rejoice, the police deployed, ready to injure and exploit, giant wooden sticks gripped in their hands. Blood poured upon the ground as they beat those in the front lines down, who linked their arms to fight and take a stand. And then the tear gas came with taser guns and concussion grenades, rubber bullets, everything they could reach. They were brutalizing people who were just exercising what they thought was their right to speech. So they were all pepper spraying, protesting the FTAA. I heard the people shout as they bled inside the tear gas cloud and made their way up Biscayne Boulevard. But there was no escape. The crowd linked arms to hold their place. The cops started pulling them apart. I saw a woman there with a mouth full of blood and a look of fear as the medics rushed her to some safety. Then the line pushed forth, pushed the crowd up a side street further north, where we were able to finally get some peace. We watched the repression they made to try to pass the FTAA. Then Chief Timothy rode his bike through the streets of Miami with a smile. He showed his ugly grin. But all the badge numbers and the names of the officers were covered by pro-FTAA pins. He led these cops along. I heard they were 5,000 strong to protect the corporate elite. This right here is a battleground. The armed corporation has been found. You can see it in the street. 5,000 fascists got paid protecting the FTAA. So now you've heard the news, the kind of porch the rich will use when their plans are placing us in chains. So next time they come around, grab what you need and stare them down. Don't let their greed perpetuate our pain. It's not too late, my friend. There's still time.